to the Voices of Legacy, where we have guests from all over the place, and there's no telling who we may have in the house. And today we're honored to have the Honorable Mark Weber, the new mayor of Perrysburg. Man, I'm excited to have so many mayors come on the show, and I'm excited to have you here today. Mr. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for having me on here. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we're going to talk about who you are, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm expecting as the mayor, there are probably no warrants outstanding or anything like that.
No, not that I know of.
Okay, good. Tell us something about yourself.
Well, I can, maybe I'll just start back as far as my my history with Perrysburg. Mm-hmm. Perrysburg is my hometown. Awesome. I wasn't born there, but my family moved there when I was 4 years old, so which was 1961.
Oh, wow.
That's the year that Perrysburg actually became a city, mm-hmm. From a village, the January of 61. So, and I was 4 years old, so I like to tell people I'm older than the city. I was raised in the Perrysburg Township area. Which now is right in the about the central part of the actually city limits. Yeah. It's expanded so much. My father was an electrician. And my mother stayed home, raised us kids. I'm the youngest of four. Graduated from Perrysburg High School in 1975.
Oh, wow.
So we just had our 50th class reunion last year.
That's got to be awesome.
Yes, it really was.
Now you have the best bragging rights for the class reunion.
Yeah. It was just funny. I never dated in high school, but my father, like I said, my father was an electrician, and we grew up in a blue collar family, and eventually I followed his footsteps. Mm-hmm. I became an electrician.
Awesome.
And I had a very nice career as a union electrician here in Toledo, the whole Toledo area. I worked all throughout Toledo. And I was able to retire at age 55.
Oh, wow.
And so I was...
nice and young.
Yes, I was still young. And
Was it a shocking experience?
It was very different because I worked very hard. You're funny.
I knew it took you a second.
Yes. And my kids were never got grounded.
Oh my goodness. So,
being an electrician was a very educational type of, job, and I worked a lot by myself, and as I drove a service truck most of those years. So, it was kind of thing where you put out there and you better figure out what you need to do and figure it out yourself. You don't have anyone else to lean on, so I had to make
there was no Google back then.
No Google, no YouTube. How are you going to figure? You just had to figure things out for yourself. And which really taught me a lot about accountability. Mm. And, I knew that when I left that job, everything better be working just right.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just took that with me with, my whole way of life. I always, and I brought my kids up that way, is just to be very accountable for everything you do. Speaking of my kids, I do have I have three children, grown children. They're all in their 40s right now, and raised them in Perrysburg. And I have my daughters each have two kids, and they are raising them right in Perrysburg.
Oh, you're so, Paul Weber.
I sure am. Yes, and it's really I'm really blessed because we have our children right living right on the same street as us, and our grandkids are right
awesome.
Across the street. So we get to see them very often.
So you're really integrated in the community. So I'm assuming you have a love for Perrysburg.
That's right. That's what I'm getting at. I have such a love for Perrysburg, and knowing it was such a great town to raise a family in, and now and my children are raising their families there. So we're very I'm very strongly invested in Perrysburg, and so that still. It was not the reason I got involved in what I am doing. I retired about almost 14 years ago from an electrician, and my wife and I downsized to a small old house built in 1899.
Oh, wow.
We with all my skills, I renovated that house, gutted it down to nothing, and did a complete renovation. And that took several years, about 4 years. And after that was done, I said, I need something to do. And where we're located, right in the right in town there, I was just walking distance to the municipal building. I started walking up there. It's just about 2016 or mm-hmm. so. I started walking up the municipal building, and I would just sit in there and listen and watch meetings. Mm-hmm. And I got interested in mm-hmm. what's going on, because all those years of growing up in Perrysburg, raising family, just all I did was go to work, come home, mm-hmm. do whatever I needed to do for the kids. I never really got involved in the community.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a bit of an amateur historian, and my wife loves to, my current wife here loves to do genealogy. And so we do a lot of research, and as we were researching old newspapers, I couldn't help but to notice the same names were always coming up with everyone that was doing all the things around town, all the volunteering, all the community mm-hmm. events. I would always see the same names come up in the newspapers, and then you know, the same councilman was here, and this, yeah. he was involved with the schools and everything else. And I finally, it made me reflect and say, what have you done for your community other wow. than live here and take from it all these years? Mm-hmm. And so that really made me think hard. And so I wanted to get there, and I went uptown there and sat in those meetings. And I thought, how can I contribute something? Mm. And I was intimidated right away. I was, and I said, there's no way I could do that. Those guys up there are way more educated than me. I would never be able to do that job. Mm. And
that's not always so.
My degree is more of a, you know, the electrical yeah. end of the bit. So I said, well, I would never qualify. But you know what? I realized maybe they do need a new perspective from yes. someone from the, you know, there's a lot of things they were talking about were construction related. I said, mm-hmm. hey, I know what they're talking about now, yeah. you know. So I found out that it's more common sense is what you need for this yes. job. And I have a ton of it. That's that
and
was
a
the
care.
Best. That
a
was
care,
the,
a care for the community.
And yes, and you put some that together. And I said, this is how I can yeah. contribute.
So some of the stuff that I read that you do, it really reflects your care for the community.
Oh, thank
I'm,
you.
I'm talking about before you were ever mayor.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, thanks so much. I don't know how much you found out about me, but I did like my love for the history. I really mm-hmm. took a love for the this town, and I wanted to learn as much as I can about it, going back as far as I could. And so I started collecting old historic photos of mm-hmm. Perrysburg, and it intrigued me so much to see these old buildings, what they used to look like, and they're still standing. Mm-hmm. And I would go up there and I said, I wonder. Let's put these pictures side by side. Mm-hmm. And this is about 2016, and I decided I started putting them on social media. Hey, yeah. look at what then and now. I just kind of mm-hmm. said then and now. And everyone said, wow. And I would do a little write-up about the building and the businesses that used to be there, the owners. And people said, you need to write a book on this. I said, oh, you're right. I'm going to write a book. I said, no, really, yeah. you could. And so I said, all right, I'll start collecting it. Maybe I can mm-hmm. do that. And I did. Because I have a couple friends in Perrysburg that have written books mm-hmm. on local history, and they encouraged me as well. So I started collecting all I could, and I was picking their brains and that. And this was before I got on city council. And when I finally did, I was appointed to city council in 2019 and then again in 21. And then I finally won the election. That was because I was being chided by my son, who said, Dad, you've been selected, not elected, so put mm-hmm. your money where your mouth is. So I actually ran, and I was elected in 21. And then that's when I put the whole book thing away. I said, I'm never going to finish this. I'm going to yeah. be way too busy. But I have a friend who's a historian named Gary Franks, and he's written six local history books. And he was really, when are you going to finish mm-hmm. that book, Mark? I said, Gary, I'm probably not going to finish it. He says, let me help you. So on the very last year, then Gary came in, and he really got me organized. And, mm-hmm. and since he had published books, he guided me and contributed an awful lot to it. And so I said, well, you're going to be definitely got to be a co-author. So mm-hmm. so we put that book out in 2022 called Perrysburg Then and Now.
Yeah.
We really, I'm not promoting it because we don't even have any left. We we did it as a fundraiser for the Perrysburg Area Historic Museum.
Awesome.
So we each put up our own money for it. We paid for it all up front, and then we sold copies. I think there was a $5 profit on each one, and we gave that to the museum.
That's
so
amazing.
So we both love Perrysburg and the history of it. So
so it's no longer available, not even on Amazon?
No, it never was on Amazon. Oh. We were just kind of selling it around town.
Gotcha.
And I think Gary might have two copies left. I might have one or two left. That's about it. And after 1,500 of them.
Well, not
yeah.
Not,
so
not
we thought maybe we saturated the town. We don't know if anybody
not
ever
to be
wants
envious,
anymore.
But shucks, I'd buy that.
Well, I might have to. I could probably dig one up for you because it really is. It's yeah. It's got over 500 photos side by side of and we give a not just photos. It's a lot of the history. Hmm. We go all the way back to the original survey of Perrysburg and bring everybody up to speed. So I like to call it a great stroll down memory lane for anybody that grew up in Perrysburg, and then for any newcomers, which we have a lot of new people that move in constantly. It's kind of a good way so they can see what Perrysburg used to be like.
Well, I'm going to have to make a note about it.
Yes, I will try to squeeze a copy out.
Because we have to appreciate, in order for us to, we were just having this conversation, press forward in life, you can't forget the past. You have to appreciate it.
Absolutely. I actually used a line like that in my campaign. I said, you know, in order to know where we're going, it really helps a lot if we know where we've been.
Yes.
And I use that a lot, and it really does help because I think maybe a big part of the, you know, me being elected was a lot of the folks realized that I knew a lot about this, about the town and how it used to be. Not that we can ever make it the tiny little small town bedroom community that it used to be, but we can certainly embrace, you know, that history and still move forward in a positive way.
Stuff that you really want to keep can actually stay there and be acclimated to the here and now and press forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
It breaks my heart. Even here in Toledo, Ohio, some of the buildings that are no longer there, that were just beautiful, awesome Art Deco, and they tear it down and build something that has no soul to it.
Right, and it would never last as long as that. It is a shame because nobody can afford to build them the way they used to build them.
And people much younger than myself can never appreciate that.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're big into preservation here in Perrysburg. We have a great historic landmarks commission that looks out for our historic district to make sure that we preserve what we have. Because for so many years we didn't have anything like that, and these beautiful buildings were being torn down with no oversight at all.
Yeah, with the fast food restaurant popping up.
Right there. Exactly. So,
oh my goodness. Yeah. So how are you acclimating to your new digs, your new responsibility as the mayor from City Council? Has it been?
Yes, it's quite a learning curve, I'll say. Going to the executive branch from the legislative branch. Mm-hmm. But boy, I tell you, we have the finest staff I could ever hope for. We everywhere from our administrator all the way down to the crews out on the streets. Everyone has been just so helpful to me, and I'm trying to get around to all the departments and visit them a little more thoroughly than I did as a councilman, because I have to look at it from a whole different perspective now. I guess they keep reminding me I'm their boss, and that was hard to get used to as well. Like I told you, I worked alone for all those years, and I never had anyone, have to really answer to me. I never had an office before, so that. Mm. That was kind of an adjustment as well.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're the consummate politician, so that may be a good thing.
Yeah. Politician's the farthest thing. I always say, I'm an electrician, not a politician. I'm a public servant.
Well, maybe
that's
can,
the way I want to...
Can shock the system into doing better.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll try to do that,
You can use that right now.
I like that. Shock the system.
So what are some of the initiatives that you have moving forward? I mean, I know it's new to you. But.
Yeah, well, no, I it is. I mean, but we have a lot of great things going on in Perrysburg right now that I promised Mayor Mackin that I would see all the way through fruition because they all got started under his administration, but our city council. So I feel that we worked together on that, and we have several capital projects that we're working on. We just last week started a huge $8.5 million project at our wastewater treatment plant.
Nice.
It was due for a lot of improvements. It was built in 1957, the year I was born, actually. Yeah. And it's due for a lot of upgrades, and so we're doing that in a couple of phases, and that just got underway. You may be aware that we're doing a big revitalization program in our business district on Louisiana Avenue, our main street there. And that's in phases. We just about complete with phase one, and then phase two is going to start as soon as the weather breaks. And that's a much needed project too, as far as making our whole business area fully accessible and more people friendly for people of all abilities. And it's going to really improve our, enhance our outdoor dining, our market, our very famous farmer's market that we have. But we're going to have to put up with a little dust here for this year, the rest of this year, and it'll all be good. And then throughout the town, I've always been a real proponent of the, you know, improving the quality of life. I feel we have a great quality of life, but you can always get better. And what we've been doing a lot with is multi-use trails, trying to get more people out and about in a safe way to have non-motorized connectivity from one end of town to the other. Just to we have 12 beautiful parks in in the city of Perrysburg. It's hard to believe we have 12, and they get used a lot. And I think it's very important that we want to be able to have our families be able to go from park to park and in a safe way. And you know, just getting outdoors, get fresh air, get out away from the computers now and then.
Yeah,
and
even downtown, because a lot of Perrysburg that has experienced growth has been away from the downtown area, and the downtown area is like the most beautiful area. I'm like, dude, people don't know, because I'm going to age myself just
a little bit.
I remember when the Dayton South 75 route was a light, and there were restaurants there, and the big hullabaloo about putting that huge thing that's there now where you turn and you don't, you know, and it took out a lot of businesses and some hotels in that area. Mm-hmm. But it inevitably to this day has directed people away from town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
What are you guys doing maybe to direct people back to the beauty that is Perrysburg right there at the river?
Oh, yeah. We're trying to do more walkability. We're in the final stages of a beautiful river walk that we have that goes all the way from our Commodore Perry statue.
Yes.
And it is, we're putting the final link in through Orleans Park right now, and it's a beautiful boardwalk type setting over the wetlands of Orleans Park. And it's great for nature lovers and anyway for walking. And that is very close to opening up in the next, I would have to say, before the weather gets warm, we'll have that open and ready to go. That was the final link to connect us all the way to the Maumee Bridge, Fort Meigs, across the bridge. And there we are at on the towpath, Side Cut Park. Yeah. And that can take you, that goes endless all the way out to, my goodness, out to Wasian, if you want to take that bike trail, the Cannonball Trail out there. It all connects without ever going on a street.
Wow.
So that's a huge thing, and that I think that'll bring a lot of cyclists in through our town now, that they can use that connection. But we really want to attract more people, but not just to that area. We do have more than just our downtown area. We have Levis Commons that is a very great, has been a great addition to Perrysburg.
It has been.
So we want to... we're trying to promote that as well, to get the people, just working together. Going back to the parks, I just wanted the multi-use trails, getting people out and creating community where you go out and you meet people out on the walking paths where you actually stop and talk. That's instead of just driving everywhere.
What's been some of the challenges that you've seen or foreseen since you've been in city council previously?
Okay.
For Perrysburg, I know one of the challenges is definitely the growth.
Bursting at the seams. By far the biggest challenge has been the growth, and it's also our schools. People are very, very concerned about our schools because a lot of people moved to Perrysburg because of our schools. So I think the big challenge was is trying to educate people on the reasons, that we had to have a levees. And the last we had,
that's a
few levees that failed, but fortunately we just had one that passed.
Favorite subject right there.
Yes, but there were a lot of people that were putting the blame on the city. Oh, you're just allowing all these housing and everything coming in. But the biggest challenge for me, a lot of things were zoned, multifamily and that even before I got on council. But the biggest challenge for me has been to try to manage that growth and be part of the team that we manage that growth. I believe it's working well, because I'm very much in favor of the lower density multifamily, if it includes like a 55 and over type, because so many of our senior citizens that grew up here just like me, they don't want to leave Perrysburg, but they also don't want a big 4 or 5 bedroom house.
Yeah, they don't need it anymore.
Right. So I do encourage that type of housing development, that they can still stay within Perrysburg and maintain that walkability, and use the same amenities they've always used in their life, and stay near their families. So that's the kind of housing I've now. The real high density housing is what I'm not in favor of, and I'd like to try to stay away from encouraging that.
Yeah.
But economic development is what we really are focusing on down our Route 25 corridor, and you're familiar with that area. Everything south of, like, say, south of Roachton Road, we've got land there that is definitely ready to be developed, and I like to call it the employment corridor. So we can, you know, really help diversify our tax base and take some of the burden off of our
residents.
Is
there any partnership between yourself and the planners in Rossford?
You know,
your neighbors?
Not so much Rossford, because there is but I will tell you this, we have been talking a lot with the Perrysburg Township, and that's who we want to work with. Rossford is wonderful, but we don't really, we kind of interact a little bit with Rossford on Route 20.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear that quality development there on Crossroads is theirs and not ours. And so there's not a whole lot we can do that. And it's Rossford Schools.
Yeah. But driving through that, a lot of people won't know it.
No, you would. Oh, no. Everyone calls Meijer and Home Depot the Perrysburg one. They just think it is, because it's hard to tell when you leave Perrysburg and enter Rossford. But I want to focus on the areas that are in the Perrysburg School District. Okay. And that is a lot of the part of Perrysburg Township that is west of I-75. Mm-hmm. And so it just so happens that the township administrator and I have known each other since kindergarten.
Yeah.
And so we've been talking about this for several last couple of years, knowing I was going to go for this position, that we're going to work together a lot, and we already have. We've already started talking about the ways that we can collaborate and help each other out, whether it's through our first responders, and other ways that we're starting a reconstruction of our visitors bureau, and we're going to include the township to promote the township as much as we are promoting the city. So we want to work as an entire community, and then who knows, we can. Down south of town, where that's still Perrysburg Township, we would love to maybe work on some agreements there that we can do some.
So when you reprint your book, you can put it inside the new Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, there you go. We could do something like that. Reprint. Yeah, I might have to get another printing if there's more demand, or a volume 2.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Because there's certainly still, because it's forever changing. Even some of our now pictures I took in 2016 and 2017.
They have changed.
Well, look at, they've already changed.
The French Quarter, I think, was still there.
It was. And I have a picture of that in the book as it's being demolished.
Oh, man.
Yes. So that was a real tough one to take.
It really was.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And it still was.
Yeah.
But it was empty.
I know. It had to change.
I took my kids there one last time. We got in a pool and all of that stuff.
Wasn't it great to have that pool?
Well, yes. To show them.
And the whole French Quarter atmosphere there.
Yeah.
Loved it. We would, wife and I would just go sometimes just do a weekend there, even though we only lived a couple miles away. Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yes. Well, to the final question of the day. I think that's right, is it?
Did we get that far already?
Yes.
Well, you sure made this painless.
And I tell you, I think we have to we have to have you back, because there's more to talk about, no doubt. What do you think your legacy is thus far, for all that you've done?
Thus far, in
part two, what would you like for it to be?
Wow. Well, that's a great question. I think my legacy this far has been, because I've been hearing this through a lot of people, we love your the fact, if I've had people say, if I could describe you in one word, Mark, it's genuine. And that chokes me up, because I mean that really is, that's what I'm trying to get out there, is that anything I really speak from the heart a lot. Yeah. You know, people have told me that as well. So that's what I think I've the legacy I've built so far, that they know that they can believe me. Mm-hmm. What you see is what you get when you yeah. with me, you know. But as far as when I'm long gone, I would like people just to look back and say that, you know, he had a great love for his family, faith, and his community.
Awesome.
And I just wanted to be known as a good person, mm-hmm. who was willing to put himself out there and serve his community. Better late than never. I mean, I got about a 60-year delay there, but yeah. I that's what I tell people. It's not too late. And you know what? I really instill this to my grandchildren, and I even told this on the night that the afternoon I was sworn in. I gave a little talk, and my family was there, and I was telling them the reasons I even want to do this. And one mm-hmm. of them is I want to show my grandchildren how important it is to get involved in your community.
Yes.
And I said, this is your hometown. This will always be your hometown, no matter where you go, wherever life takes you. You're always going to think back that Perrysburg is your hometown. And you have to look back and say, what did you do for that community? And I said, and I told him, I said, it's your job to do something to make it better.
Yes.
And I don't care how small it is. You start off small. You pick up some litter. What else did I say? I said, you can even volunteer at a food pantry. You can mm-hmm. squash lantern flies. You're doing something to help your community. Yeah. And, learn from me. Just get started before I did.
That's amazing. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today, Mr. Weber.
Thank you.
Brother
Thank
Weber.
You. Thank you so much for having me, Pastor.
It's important, I think, that we have these conversations to hopefully inspire someone to get active, get involved, and to know you past the persona, past the news stories in the newspaper, right. Who you really are. So thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for listening to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell III, your host of this program. We want you to go to wgte.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us.